Atypical.
Atypical sports radio show.
Atypical.
Atypical.
Okay, let's just explain why Matt is so weird.
They speak very fast and very loud.
Atypical.
Hey, yo, welcome to the Atypical Sports Radio Show. This is your host, Key. And O, my boy O, I'm going to introduce O. Matter of fact, I want you to introduce yourself and what you got going on with the Ozone, a very pronounced barbershop in Tempe, Arizona. A lot of athletes come in and out of there. And I do want to let everybody know, I've been knowing Oscar for how many years?
Since we was in junior high school. So I would say,
You gonna tell on yourself how old we are?
Man, that's just a day. Yeah, just say junior high school at 20 plus years.
I used to live with O. I used to play softball with O till he cut me off his team.
You always gotta bring that up.
Why you cut me off the team? You know I was leading. You know I was leading the team in batting percentage.
You were. You had the best batting average on the team. But you know I came to you, Key. We're getting ready to play. What you want to do? No, I got other things to do.
Because my glove was kind of suspect though. I ain't gonna front. My glove was way suspect though, dog.
That's why you got DHs.
That's why we got. That's all I could have done.
Yeah, you could have DH.
Well, you should have presented that to me. Like, yo, Key, you could have been a DH.
You didn't want to do that.
I know. I quit doing. The summer though, for all the listeners out there, I quit when it was 110. These brothers, man, the Ozone softball. How long you guys been playing together?
We played together 11 years. 11 years.
Played? I heard of a past tense. Y'all done?
Yeah, we done. I guess 06.
I guess that go with playing in junior high 20 years ago. The age catch up to you?
Yeah.
Solid.
Yeah. But 06, we was the number one team in the state in our division.
Really?
Number one team in the state. Went to Cali, went to Nationals in Cali, and ended up taking third.
That's cool, brother. And every time I see you and I think about sports, man, because the first time I knew Oscar, we was playing in different junior highs, but we played basketball with each other. Then we got to play with each other when we got to high school on an intramural level. What's the number one memory I remember of us playing in the league? I'm testing your memory. Cause
when I used to pick you up so you could dunk.
In the game.
And during the game.
And the referee blew the whistle. They didn't know what to say.
They went and looked up rules for intramurals. To figure out that what we did was illegal, because Key would come, you know, we was a lot better shaped then, but yeah. He would come down on a fast break, and he would jump off 2 feet, and I would grab him by his waist and just throw him up there, and he would flush with 2 hands.
Plow.
And we would just be hyped like it was the NBA or something.
We shut it down.
And it was intramurals, though.
It was. I mean,
tell you what, I got a question. Do you remember your nickname on the back of your shirt?
Uzi Man.
Uzi Man.
No, I had two, though. I had Uzi Man. And then I think the year after you left, because Oscar's a year older than me, I had Metamucil.
Yeah, that was...
Because
yeah.
I was the... You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But the Uzi Man, because I used to just shoot a lot and just...
He said, eventually you're going to hit something.
I'm going to hit something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, that's my boy O, though, man. And I always had love for O because your sister had love for U of A. Your family had love for U of A.
Yeah,
and I remember
U of A,
back in the
we
day.
Was a U of A family.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, we was in U of A family. My sister, she went to U of A and I remember... Every other weekend, man, I was on my way to Tucson at the football practice on Saturday morning.
You used to come down and visit me in Tucson. That's where you met Rob at, too, actually.
Yep,
I met. So I'm trying to tie it all together.
Oh, yeah, yep. We used to still go down there when y'all was down there. So, Shoot, I was in Tucson, you know, for a few years, having a good time. I always had a good time in Tucson. Yeah,
but then your love for U of A kind of waned because you opened up the barbershop. It's in a corner of University and Mill.
No, Mill and Southern.
You know what? That's why you got to correct me. Mill and Southern. This is your shop. I've been going there 20 years, and I just told all the listeners where it's not at.
Exactly.
But the point is, ASU just snuck into your heart because you start cutting all the coaches' hair. You start getting relationship with the players and the athletes.
Exactly.
And before you know it, I go into the Ozone, you might run into a Donovan McNabb. You might run into an Adrian Peterson. I mean, I don't know where the word came up, but it bubbled up. And a lot of the athletes like to go to the Ozone.
Yeah, well, we got a big rapport with especially baseball and football. We don't really have anything locked down for the NBA, but Major League Baseball and a lot of locker rooms, you know, Dusty Baker. I mean, yeah. Barry Bonds used to come in there.
Man.
I mean, Sammy Sosa didn't been in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we didn't have some of the big names in the game in there as far as Major League Baseball. I mean, it's been times when they didn't call me up, hey, come on down to the locker room, take my kids down there, and we just sit there and cut hair, you know, in the locker room during spring training games, NFL, you know, the combine is out here. So a lot of the players come out here and train. A lot of them live out here in the off season. And I mean, it's a place where they can go and they can feel comfortable. You know what I mean? Because most of the people come in there, they're not really overwhelmed, you know, by the fact that there's a professional athlete, you know, more than 5 to 10 feet away from them.
And we talk real game with them, and they talk real game back.
Oh, yeah. It ain't the same guy you see on SportsCenter.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Barry Bonds ain't the same guy I see on SportsCenter that I didn't see in my barbershop. And I mean, that goes for all of them, you know?
Yeah. And that's what I'm trying to bring our listeners, and I would love for you to come in and stop by and let us know, because I want a new personality. Because as y'all might have known from the shows before, me and Rob don't always get along, and it's refreshing to see a new face in here. And we need to just talk that barbershop talk. So I'm gonna bring it to you, because I know you're a football fan, and I know you up on them combines. You be up on the NFL Network 24/7.
I watched it all day today.
Let's put these mics down and let's talk. Oh,
okay.
Who do the coach need?
I don't know who, but I know where we need some help. We need, you know what? I'm tired of the same old thing every year. And I tell you what, the Colts is basically going to take care of Peyton Manning.
Okay.
We already know that they're getting ready to release Marvin Harrison sometime this offseason. Okay. They're going to release him. So they're going to be looking at wide receiver.
Okay.
But we need defensive tackle.
DT. Okay.
We need defensive tackle, and we need linebackers.
Where y'all picking at?
We picking 27.
Okay.
27.
Oh, late 20. Y'all still had a good record.
We picking 27th. We need to stop the run, because basically the year we won the Super Bowl was the year we gave up more yards than any team ever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But when Bob Sanders came back, which I think the Colts depend on too much for their defense, but when he came back, we ended up stopping the run all through the playoffs, and that's how we won it. You know, and right now, I really think that we need to we need to pick defensive tackle. We need to stop the run. We need more than a defensive tackle to weigh 285 pounds just because he's fast. Okay.
Well, what you think about Robert Ayers from Tennessee, that defensive end? You guys need a tackle?
We need a tackle. We don't need our defensive ends.
Yeah,
because
you
know,
right,
we got Mathis
that.
And we got Freeney. We good. We need some meat in that middle. We need Albert Hainsworth.
And as they said, Peyton was out there politicking in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
He said,
don't
talk to anybody else, but you talk to the coach.
Yeah, I know. And I tell you what, you know, hey, Marlon Jackson, Ozone customer, plays for the Colts. He came in and told me the other day, he said, you know what? He said, a lot of people around the Indy, they really want Albert Hainsworth, but ain't no money.
I mean, come on, dude. Everybody want Allen Hainsworth. That's like saying everybody want LeBron.
But did you
come
see?
On now,
but I mean, did you see him come out of the locker room with a Colts helmet?
No, I didn't see all that.
Yeah.
You got a special channel on your NBA NFL network.
Sometimes SportsCenter call me first to make sure that they can air, you know what I mean? Is it cool? Know what I mean? Yeah, all right, yeah. But no, they really, he had a Colts helmet walking out of Tennessee Titans locker room with a Colts helmet. Like 2-3 weeks ago.
That's big time.
Big time. But, I mean, we not going to get him. I ain't going to even get myself hyped just to break myself down.
Well, get me hyped. Who the Bears need?
From my point of view, y'all deal is on the other side of the ball.
We need that receiver.
Y'all need somebody to get it to the receiver.
Yeah, but
I tell you what, Matt Forte, a lot of people didn't know about Matt Forte last year. A lot of Bears fans, man, who's Matt Forte? You're running back from Tulane. Mm-hmm. Hey, Matt Forte, it's true.
You was up on him. I remember that.
Yeah, I was up on Matt Forte.
I kind of fished you into the statement because you was always talking about Macklin from Missouri.
Oh, you talking about my the receiver?
Yeah, that's what you were saying.
Oh, yeah, man. You know what? Return skills. I mean, shoot, y'all proved how much return skills. I mean, realistically, I mean, the return man was a forgotten guy till Hester changed the whole game.
Hester Cribbs is taking it to another level.
Yeah.
People don't talk about that either.
Joshua Cribbs. But I'm just saying that it changed the whole game, and that's something that the Colts, we have not had in a long time.
Mm-hmm. You know your football, man. You know your football, and I respect that. And we I also cannot leave this topic without our beloved Cardinals. We both like the Cardinals, so we can both talk about that and use the word we.
Oh, yeah, we can. We can say we, because we've been out here longer than the Cardinals.
We've been here longer than Rob.
We've been here longer than Rob.
We've been here longer than Rob. And she's still darker than us, though. So I don't know how that works. He out there in that sun.
He needs shade at nighttime.
No, but what do the Cardinals need? I mean, it's going to be a
you know
very
what?
It's
hard, you know, because really the Cardinals is drafting in a position they've never probably drafted in ever at the bottom of the first round.
But see, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So number one, they don't have to spend as much money for their draft pick.
They get the hungry picks because they're hungry.
Yeah, and I tell you what, you know what? We gonna need. You know what? I don't know if we should go. I don't know if they should go first round with this, but the Cardinals need a tight end. Mm-hmm. I think they need a tight end, and I also think they need a running back.
How you like Sean Green?
Sean Green
out of Iowa.
Oh, this name not Sean Green, is it?
Yeah, his name is Sean Green out of Iowa, 5'11".
Okay, I'm all right, that running back, number 23, I'm thinking of the baseball player, Sean Green.
He used to play for. Oh, he used to take the Jewish holiday off.
Yeah, he used to play for the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks. Exactly, yeah, but you know what? He don't do it for me. I hate to say it, Big Ten running backs don't do
and
it for
even
me.
If we had the best running backs, would you pick no Sean or would you go with Wales? Out of those two, let's just say hypothetically,
I would go with the Cardinal style. I would go with No Sean.
No Sean's the man.
I would go with No Sean. But you know what? Considering we still got Hightower, I probably would go with Beanie Wells, because then that's kind of your little, you know, the little
a flash and dash,
yeah, you know,
or
the
whatever.
Flash and dash, the thunder and lightning. Yeah, you know, every team. I mean, realistically, all of the teams you got two good backs.
The Mon and the Soon.
Yeah, I don't know. The Yin and the Yang. You know, whatever. But I think that would be good. But the Cardinals, we need a tight end and we need a running back. I definitely think that's something that we need to go to.
And you know what? To impress you right now and your whole football knowledge, I got a surprise for you, dog. Oscar, me and Oscar, actually, we started this league, our fantasy football league, and he won our head-to-head belt right now. You should see his eyes right now. I got the belt, and I'm unleashing it to him. Look at it. It's all gold and shiny. We're going to take pictures of this, matter of fact. Put this on a website and show how Oscar got his little H2H belt.
You know what? And I was going to ask for this, too. I ain't going to even lie. I mean, you know, I ain't been over here in a minute.
Yeah.
You know, and you done came and got like 8 haircuts since the season was over, and every time I asked for it, oh, you going to do it like that? You know, no ceremony or nothing, but yeah, go ahead. Look. Hey, when y'all look at this website, y'all notice that I am the champion. I am back.
Hey, don't get it twisted. You the head-to-head champ. We got two belts.
Yeah,
somebody won more money.
Yeah,
than
there, there's an overall champion. I won that last year, but and then there's a head-to-head champion. You know, and I'll go ahead and take that. You know what I mean? But hey, that's three championships. I'm back. You know, there was a few years. I don't know. That was probably in my wilding stage, but I really wasn't. I was a bottom dweller. Every year I was, I think one year I might have got last or next to last.
So, yeah.
You know what I mean? I was seventh. You know what I mean? I even let Rich Britt beat me a time or two. You know, and that was my rival for years. But I don't know. I'm back on top. You know what I mean? I'm a little more grounded and found, you know, my foundation at home and, you know, things like that. And that all comes out in
you
go ahead and win championships. Rob, how many championships you done won?
Five.
He playing his son and they friends.
Yeah.
But you know what, man, on that note, you're going to have to take your headphones off because your head's getting too big. We're going to take a little break. This is your boy Key from the Typical Sports Show, bringing it to your eardrums, back from our lungs and back again. Stay young, y'all.